The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the friend of the unfortunate, enemy of criminals. The mysterious, all-powerful character was a problem to the police. A crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle.
As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
The exploits of Dan Garrett, a rookie policeman who, by wearing bulletproof chainmail, transforms himself into the mysterious Blue Beetle, a daring crusader for justice. The Blue Beetle was created by Charles Nicholas. The character made his first appearance in August of 1939 in the comic book Mystery Men No. 1, published by Fox Features Syndicate. The Blue Beetle radio serial aired from May 15, 1940 to September 13, 1940 as a 30-minute CBS syndicated series. Actor Frank Lovejoy provided the voice of the Blue Beetle for the first 13 episodes. Later episodes are uncredited. After his father was killed by a gangster's bullet, young Dan Garrett joins the New York Police Department, but soon tires of the slow pace and red tape of police work. With the help of his friend and mentor, pharmacist and drugstore proprietor Dr. Franz, Dan acquires a costume of bulletproof chainmail-like cellulose material and begins a second life, fighting crime as the Blue Beetle. His calling card, a small beetle-shaped marker, left in a conspicuous place to alert criminals to his presence, uses their fear of his crime-fighting reputation as a weapon against them. For this purpose, he also uses a beetle signal flashlight. However, the Blue Beetle's reputation is not his only weapon. He carries a revolver and a blue holster on his belt, and is sometimes shown wearing a multi-pouched belt after the style set by Batman. Also in the Batman vein, the Blue Beetle had a Beetlemobile car and a Beetlebird airplane. In at least one radio adventure, he carries something called a magic ray machine. The ray machine was sort of a super scientific cutting device. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researcher Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. Your announcer, Del Alstead.